This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this November 22nd, 2015, the 52nd anniversary of the JFK assassination. That taught many of us a lot that we needed to know about our government and the aftermath, the phony investigation. Of course, that created the term conspiracy theorist. Anyone who questions the government's official story, no matter how impossible or improbable, you are a conspiracy theorist, because nobody believed that Lee Harvey Oswald, anybody that looked at the facts, nobody really believed that Lee Harvey Oswald did that by himself. But today we're going to be talking primarily about the assassination of the West. Our government and people who are running it, the dark side of our government, have created a situation in the Middle East with their Arabic allies like Saudi Arabia. They've created a situation that they're now using to offer us a solution that will do nothing but pour gasoline on this fire that's going there, and the fire that they've started in our own country out of fear and paranoia, uncertainty and doubt. That's what they use to take away your individual liberty. We're going to talk about the state of that today. We're also going to talk with, in the second hour, a pastor who had a video that went viral talking about discernment. Should we really bring these refugees in? Are we being un-Christian if we refuse to bring in the refugees that we have admittedly created? How do we address this? Now, Donald Trump has an interesting way to address it. And I should say before I tell you what he had to say, that it is now within 8 days we have seen terrorism and concern about terrorism become a top priority for Americans in terms of who they say they want to support for president. And I understand that the entire presidential horse race is a rigged election to get your hopes up that you're going to change something by electing a new dictator. And that's really what these people are running for. You need to be honest about your about what these people are saying. And I'm going to show you why I say that. But, of course, it is a proxy for the issues that we're going to discuss. And so that's why we cover the presidential election, to give you a broader understanding of what's going on, but also to talk about these issues and proxy. Now, in these last 10 days or so since this terrorist event, we have seen concern for terrorism go up to 28% of Americans now calling it their top issue versus 33% who say it's the economy. The economy is always at the top. Remember, it was back during the Clinton administration. It's very true. It said, it's the economy, stupid. Focus on the economy. That's what people are always concerned about. But now they're nearly as concerned about terrorism. Understand that war is an economic issue. And so are open borders. Importing workers, exporting jobs, massively overloading the welfare state. As at the same time, you're creating a warfare state. Those are all economic issues. But people are concerned for their immediate safety. They're concerned they're going to be shot down in the theaters and shopping malls of the streets. And so you have Donald Trump come out. We have a article from Kurt Nimmo from a couple of days ago. I want to point out, Trump says the surveillance state will combat Islam. Trump said security is going to rule, quote unquote, in a Trump administration. He says we're going to have to do things that we never did before. When he responded when asked if he would permit the use of warrantless searches at the expense of the Fourth Amendment. He said, and some people are going to be upset about it, but I think that now everybody is feeling that security is going to rule and certain things will be done that we never thought would happen in this country in terms of information and learning about the enemy. So we're going to have to do certain things that were frankly unthinkable a year ago. Now, that's pretty scary, because there's a lot of stuff that our government has been doing for quite a long time that is unthinkable as far as I'm concerned. And so for somebody to come out, of course, that's the thing about Donald Trump, is he's very candid about what he's going to do. He doesn't mince words. He doesn't try to hide his agenda. But it is a scary agenda nevertheless. And understand that when they start to look at the Muslims as people that they need to get this information on, they're going to be coming after you next. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk. First, we're going to have an announcement from Alex Jones about our Hillary Clinton contest, the Hilarity Clinton contest. You can win $5,000 for first prize. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we've seen a lot of attacks on free speech, and everybody knows that I was against the Republicans trying to put, you know, parental warnings on music, because it's up to parents to decide what their kids listen to and what they watch. The government shouldn't be involved, and we always said that could lead to censorship. I am not partisan about this. I'm a libertarian. But, man, the Democrats have gone like 1,000 light years worse trying to ban the terms mother and father or boy or girl because it might hurt a transgendered person. Whoever said that? Jerry Seinfeld and others have come out and said they won't even go to colleges and do their comedy routine because people flip out on them. We have seen so many cases of this where political correctness has become a serious tyranny in this nation. And it's been directed, not just in the United States, but in Europe as well, where if you criticize open borders from Syria with all these militants coming in and blowing stuff up, Facebook is shutting you down. The police are even raiding people's houses for their speech. And now, Hillary Clinton has sent her campaign and had high-level campaign officials call the Laugh Factory undoubtedly the most famous comedy hall, comedy club in the world. I mean, you name it. So many of the greats have come from there. Speaking of, you know, Jerry Seinfeld, his own daughter showed up this year, and they said, we're moving back to New York so you can see more boys. She's 14. She said, Dad, boys and girls together, sexist. Just the word boy and girl is sexist. This is by design. Hillary has had her campaign threaten to, quote, bankrupt them, shut them down. You've got to read these articles. Hillary Clinton's Laugh Factory threats. Why did her campaign want comedians' personal contact information so they could threaten them? This is the reality of what's going on, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And if they can shut down comedy, they can shut down any free speech. Going back thousands of years ago in medieval Europe or even Rome, the person that had the most free speech other than the king was the jester, because they could say things nobody else was allowed to. Musicians that would go around and play their three-string instruments would also have ballads against corruption. This goes back to the time of Robin Hood. But now Hillary Clinton, across the board, has said that Bernie Sanders is sexist, because Bernie Sanders has criticized her. This is the insanity. So I don't care if you're left, right, center, libertarian, black, white, Jewish, German, Chinese, Mexican, or purple. Everyone should see this as a major threat, because they are intimidating TV shows, writers, you name it, to self-censor, to control what they're saying. And this is the greatest attack I've ever seen on free speech. This is 21st century book burning. In fact, I want to go live and walk around some of the studio and talk about this crap with people, because I personally have had enough of this. I have made it my business to make fun of politicians. I've made it my business, too, to criticize them and basically call them frauds. When Bush lied about Iraq and WMDs, I called him a piece of crap. I mean, we got him right here as the Joker. He's a clown. Will I get shut down? Will I get arrested for this? I mean, if I want to throw darts at a picture of Hillary Clinton, it's my right as an American and as a free person to do it. I mean, here's Barack Obama right here. I got him as a clown. Is that okay with you? It's about being able to make fun of who you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else, okay? I mean, look at this crap. Look at this. People make fun of the Democratic Party, political cartoons. You know, call them a bunch of jackasses, call the Republicans elephants. That's what it's all about. We have unmasked Hillary Clinton. And if we want to call her a lying, demonic corporate witch who helped give the banks unlimited banker bailout money, then you know what? We can do it. You got that, Hillary? We're sick of your crap. Free speech needs to be protected in this nation. If we want to talk bad about the Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, bought and paid for by crony capitalists, we're going to do it. We're going to do it all we want. And we don't want any harm to come to Obama. That'd make him a martyr. But we're going to destroy his name and what he stands for and the frauds he pushes. In fact, let's go talk to some more of the crew. I don't even know where I'm going with this other than the fact we're going to resist it. And that's what this comes down to. If you're sick of this crap, then take action yourself and engage in the First Amendment and free speech. We're announcing a $5,000 contest that runs until December 21st. You've got a month to produce a video and upload it on YouTube and one other platform where you make fun of Hillary Clinton and her policies or how she looks or what she stands for or any of it. The truth is, with the new media, the system can't control everybody. He wants to have select comedy on Comedy Central with Jon Stewart, you know, with his fake liberal garbage or with people on Saturday Night Live. But then no one else can engage in it because the political bosses will intimidate you. And that's because they know Hillary is a joke. And she personally, it's been documented, can't handle criticism. Well, she certainly shouldn't be president. I've been made fun of all over Comedy Central. I've been made fun of all over. I love it. Because people will come find the real me. And I will fight to the death for their right on Comedy Central and Bill Maher on HBO to make statements about me that aren't true. To make statements about me saying, Alex Jones thinks cancer is good for you. Wasn't true, but I can now counter them. They're desperate. Let's see, they want to restrict what I have to say. If the left doesn't stand up to this, if the right doesn't stand up to this, with the persecution of the Tea Party, the persecution with the IRS of Christian organizations and veterans groups and gun groups, we're going to lose it all. If they would have arrested Michael Moore for his documentary, I would have come out against it. I would have stood for him, but Michael Moore didn't stand up for Dinesh D'Souza, who served 9 months in prison. Because his film was almost as big as Michael Moore's. This is dangerous. This is out of control, and it's got to stop. So in the next few hours, it'll be up on InfoWars.com. We're going to post this video as well so that you can go there, be part of it, make your video, whether it's low-tech or high-tech, whether it's sophisticated or not. Let's stand up for free speech and free expression, or this country's gone. They're getting rid of the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, the 4th Amendment, the 2nd Amendment. They're coming after all of it because it's there to protect us. And once the big multinational corporations with their TPPs and the rest of it get it in place, there's no checks and balances to protect us. And then America is just one more country. The rule book in America, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence is what makes us special. And this country didn't even have that much resources compared to a Mexico or a continent like Africa. But we became the wealthiest because we had a little bit of freedom. We weren't perfect. I went and saw Tom Hanks' movie, Bridge of Spies, and I'm not plagiarizing it because they're plagiarizing just an American statement. He says, hey, to the CIA guy that wants him to violate attorney-client privilege, he says, you're German, right? You know, Hoffman's your last name. You know, I'm Irish, both sides. But no matter what color we are or where we came from, what makes us American is the rule book. Because if you don't have that rule book, it's just more dirt. And then we're like North Korea. Then there's no floor, there's no ceiling, there's no rule book, there's no rudder, and we're a bunch of slaves. So that's what it comes down to. We are going to play these entries, the good ones, the bad ones, and the ugly ones, on the air. We're going to promote these. So regardless, you're going to win being part of this contest. Standing up for free speech, standing up and letting them know when they try to silence somebody, when they try to restrict free speech, when they try to shut somebody up, we're all going to stand up together. No matter if it's liberal speech, conservative speech, libertarian speech, communist speech, free market speech, Muslim speech, Christian speech, atheist speech, we're going to stand up for free speech because we are are the Renaissance. We are the Enlightenment. We are going to lead the world out of the Dark Age into some incredible times, but not if they can have this concerted effort to shut everything down. So, first prize, $5,000. Second prize, $1,000. Third prize, Hillary for Prison t-shirts from InfoWarsStore.com and the Hillary laughing pin. Exercise your rights, like muscles, or lose them. It's up to you now if you're going to stand up and let this garbage happen. And certainly, doing this contest won't save the world. But laying down will ensure we lose. Standing up is the spirit that will spread in the animating contest of liberty and set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere to counter this garbage. It's happening in America. They're putting out national polls about arresting people that don't believe in man-made climate change. It's tyranny. It's happening. They're trying to ban brown bags in Seattle, saying they're racist. Wake up out of the cult. Wake up out of the trance. Say no. Resist. Take action. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Now get out there and exercise your First Amendment and make fun of the witch, Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. It's going to be a great contest. I look forward to seeing the entries. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm David Knight. We're here live. We're going to be talking about real threats and perceived head fakes. How can you tell the difference? How can you tell what you should really do in response to what we see is with terrorism? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And that's the music from Monty Python's Holy Grail. I thought of this when I saw on the Drudge Report this picture of the Iranian guard going after this model of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And, of course, it was straight out of Monty Python. Pull that picture up for people to see this. They had this picture up on the Drudge Report. And you see a line of guys. I'll describe it for people who are listening on the radio. A line of guys walking along with their flag, and there's a fake mosque. Now, what makes this even funnier is that it's actually a picture of the Dome of the Rock. They actually built a fake Dome of the Rock model there, and they've got a painted sheet that looks like the wall of the Dome of the Rock. And, of course, that's the mosque that has the gold dome. It's next to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, but it isn't the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And, of course, that's what they were talking about, simulating the capture of Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. And you can see those people there. And when I looked at that picture, I thought, okay, which one of these guys has the coconuts, you know, to sound like the horse going on there? But it was a perfect metaphor because, quite frankly, the mindset of the Islamic jihadis is straight out of medieval times. They still see themselves in this fight with the Crusaders. That was their rhetoric when they attacked in Paris, of course. And if we go down and look at another one of these pictures, go down to the one where it shows they dropped bombs around this attack, this fake attack of the Al-Aqsa Mosque or the Dome of the Rock. I don't know, because they were very confused about that as well. Just like the Monty Python story. They don't know where they are exactly, what they're looking for exactly. And if you look at this picture, this is a pullback, a wide-angle shot, and you can see everything is burned out, smoking, and desolate, except for their little fake model of a mosque right there in the center. And I said, boy, this says it all. This is the mindset of the jihadi right there. That's the little fake situation they want to create. And, of course, there was another reminder on the Daily Mail. A historian said, for centuries, Islam and Christianity were locked in a brutal conflict that most have forgotten. The horror, a top historian argues, is that for jihadis, it's as real today as it was in the Middle Ages. That's precisely the way they see themselves. France was condemned in their terms. They called it the capital of the cross. I mean, really, does anybody in the West think that Paris is the center of Christianity? Nobody in their right mind would think Paris is a Christian city that embraces Christian values, and it is certainly not the capital of the cross, whatever they mean by that. I mean, some people would think the Vatican would be, but certainly not Paris. The jihadis see themselves as being engaged in a war as old as Islam itself, a struggle for global supremacy against Christianity. And let's understand, we talk about the term martyr. That's a Greek term. It meant witness. That's what martyr means, witness. And, of course, it became synonymous with religion, first with Christianity, because the witnesses to what Christ had done were willing to die rather than recant on what they had seen. So they began to call them martyrs because they were witnesses who would not renege on what they knew to be true. And we've gone from somebody who is willing to die for the truth to people, now the term martyr becomes people who are willing to kill innocent people to further their violent religion. And that's exactly what's going on here. But what do we need to be concerned about? We've got a situation now in Brussels where they have the entire country, not the entire country, Brussels is a city in Belgium, they have the entire city locked down like it was some kind of a school. Of course, they're canceling school. And they're going to extend that. They've done that for the weekend. They're going to extend it to tomorrow. There's a story that was up a couple of days ago. Brussels, where 500 euros buys a gun in 30 minutes, has become Europe's jihadi capital. And, of course, this is the place that our reporters went to, and they were essentially told they'd better get out of there. They were threatened. They were watched. People were giving them signs. And it is now known that one particular neighborhood, especially in the capital city, Brussels, of Belgium, is really jihadi central. That's what people are calling it. It's a massive number of violent extremists that are there. Of course, you can't call them that. If you talk about radical Islam, of course, there was an exercise at the last Democrat debate, and all three of the candidates failed. They could not pronounce the words radical Islam. It just wasn't in their vocabulary. They said that would not be helpful to say that. And you have to understand that both in this country with the Southern Poverty Law Center and in Europe, the think tank there that runs the Strong Cities Network, they don't use the term radical Islam either, except to talk about the people who use that term are the people that we really need to be afraid of. You don't need to be afraid of the radical Islamicists. You need to be afraid of the people who talk about the radical Islamicists. Those are the ones that need to be watched. They need to be censored, and ultimately they will need to be arrested. And, you know, when I saw this story, I thought about the campaign that's been conducted beginning last Monday. It's almost a week that they've been going with this. A lot of major news media outlets, including Fox News, are telling us that the NRA is out of line to oppose keeping people who are on a government watch list from getting guns. So if you're on a government watch list, isn't it amazing that people who are on a terror watch list can still buy guns? And they go back and say, well, in the last 10 years, there's been about 2,000 people who were on the terror watch list that were able to purchase guns. Well, they also had their backgrounds checked, didn't they? And the question we need to ask is, what did they do to get on that list? Do they know that they're on that list? Do they have a due process proceeding that's guaranteed by the Sixth Amendment? You know, there was a thing called the Star Chamber in England, and that's why we have the Sixth Amendment. In the Star Chamber, you could be accused and convicted of crimes in a secret proceeding that you knew nothing about. Now we have that. We have the FISA court that allows dragnet surveillance of the United States, but we also have these things called watch lists or no-fly lists. And if you're put on that, you don't know that you're put on. They don't tell you until, you know, you're blocked from doing anything. When you look at these watch lists, the no-fly lists, the NDAA indefinite detention without trial that was put in by Obama a couple of years ago, we should be very concerned about that, not about people who were vetted, who had a background check for real and were allowed to buy a gun. None of those people ever committed a terrorist attack. That's what Fox News won't tell you. That's what the New York Daily News won't tell you. But they show pictures, the Daily News shows pictures of Wayne LaPierre with the NRA saying, this is a jihadi extremist. See, they're the dangerous people, the craziest man on earth. They put another picture of the head of the NRA up and called him the craziest man on earth because he thinks that we have something called a constitution, that you should be confronted with your accusers, that you should have a public trial, that you should have witnesses that you can cross-examine with a lawyer representing you or do it yourself. That's a dangerous idea in this day and age. And so is the First Amendment. We have people who are coming out against the First Amendment. We'll talk about this. One of the things that I find the most dangerous about this is the reaction of some of our top politicians. You know, until just recently, Ben Carson was the second in the polls. Of course, Donald Trump has been and still is the first. And so when Trump reacted to Islam and he says security is going to rule, quote unquote, security is going to rule under a Trump administration. And then you had Ben Carson come back and say, I hope we have a database on everybody. If we don't, we're not doing a good job. See, we should be very concerned about that mindset. When we come back, we're going to talk about addressing the real problem instead of addressing a phony problem. We do have some real problems. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this November 22nd, 2015, the 52nd anniversary of the JFK assassination. We were just talking about the real dangers and the dangers that are not real about Islam. You know, we looked at this picture of these clowns out there in Iran talking about how they were going to attack and take over the Al-Aqsa Mosque, but they were actually even fighting against a mock-up of the Dome of the Rock. How ridiculous that was, how much that looked like a Monty Python Holy Grail episode. But there are real dangers, of course. We saw what happened in Paris. People really died there. A lot of people died there. There's also this story from Friday. Muslims attack a Christian with a pickaxe for leaving Islam that Kit Daniels had. And this was in Britain. A former Muslim attacked with a pickaxe handle because he converted to Christianity. He's 49 years old. He had a broken kneecap, a fractured forearm, a concussion. After hooded Muslims punched, kicked, and struck him with a pickaxe handle outside of his home. Now, he was somebody who had been in a documentary talking about how he had converted from Islam to Christianity. And since that 2008 documentary, he has been the focus of attacks from Muslims in Britain. Since it was released, he and his family have suffered thousands of dollars worth of damage to their vehicles, to their property, and then they beat him in this video that you can see right there. And, of course, the comment that Kit had, and it's a good comment, this incident is what happens when a country not only prevents citizens from using guns for self-defense, but rolls out the red carpet for radical extremists to flood the country. So we look at this attack on the phony mosque and these guys running around with flags and handles and presumably some partners there banging coconuts together to sound like horses. When you look at that, it is laughable. That's the state of the Iranian army. We don't have anything to worry about from the Iranian army, but we do have a lot to worry about from a massive influx of migrants that we cannot and are not even interested in vetting, because that is what we can bring upon ourselves if we do this, if we follow the same course that Europe has. And, of course, Obama is talking about that's exactly what he wants to do. ISIS, remember, said that there are 4,000 jihadis in Europe. That's a very believable number. There have been 5 million people that they've brought in as quote-unquote refugees. Now, that would mean that that was only 0.8% of those refugees that came in that would be jihadis. If only 0.8% of them were jihadis, then they would have 4,000, not a half dozen like attacked Paris, but 4,000 throughout Europe. That's something for us all to be concerned about. That's something we need to be concerned about here in America as well. So they bring up these situations and say, don't be worried about this thing over here, which is a real threat, bringing massive numbers of people. We don't know who they are in areas that we have basically kicked the anthill repeatedly. Obama's foreign policy, drone assassinations, invasions, bombings of areas to make the people hate us and then bring them in here saying that they're refugees. Why don't we just stop that? But instead of stopping that, we are offered phony solutions that are going to only make things worse. I've mentioned a couple of times what Donald Trump says he would do with the surveillance state. He would ramp it up and he would say, we're going to do things that were frankly unthinkable a few years ago. Yeah, I'm sure we will. Whether he is president or whether somebody else is president, they all seem to be going down this same path, except for Rand Paul. I mentioned that Ben Carson got his licks in there, too, not wanting to look weak. He said, yeah, hopefully we have a database on every citizen who is already here. Yeah, Ben, they do. They do have a database on every one of us. And I've got a problem with that. And I've got a problem with people like Ben Carson and Donald Trump who cheerlead for that, who say we're going to have special IDs. Understand, the Republican Party has been trying to sell the idea of a national ID card, a biometric ID card they can track everybody with. They've been trying to sell that for a very long time, usually using open borders, usually using illegal immigrants to sell that idea. They're trying to sell, the Republicans are now trying to sell in some corners, gun control based on the fear of people on a terror watch list, never talking about how anybody gets on a secret watch list, how you get off of it. Where's your due process? They always create a problem, then they offer us a solution that only makes things worse, that doesn't even address the root cause of the problem. Rand Paul, however, did address the root cause of the problem. He seems to be the only one to really understand what is going on here. In this article from Steve Watson, Rand Paul said, cut off arms sales to Saudis until they take in the refugees. He said the Gulf states support gasoline on the fire. They have not taken in a single refugee. And here's what he had to say. He said one of the biggest supporters of Sunni terrorism in the world is Saudi Arabia. Qatar is up there. UAE is up there. Sometimes government, sometimes private donors. What I would say is no more sales of any arms to these countries until they start accepting refugees. Yeah, exactly. Where's their compassion? We are shamed. We're called racist. We're called unchristian people. We're told we have absolutely no compassion if we don't want to open our borders to the refugees that Obama's foreign policy is creating more of every day. And, of course, the foreign policy of our Arab allies in the area, people like Saudi Arabia. So instead of stopping the war, we need to flood our country with refugees that do not want to assimilate. That is nothing short of an invasion. Now, Rand Paul also had this to say. He said, you don't have the right to be an American citizen. That's important to say. We need to underscore that. It's as if today, out of political correctness, we're told that everybody in the world has the right to be an American citizen. No, you don't. You don't have a right to be an American citizen. You don't have a right to a free education at the expense of people who are American citizens, who are our American taxpayers. We need to say that loudly and clearly, and finally somebody did. Rand Paul did. He said, most people don't realize this, but refugees who come here, and they're immediately put on welfare. Precisely. And he says, there will always be those who advocate giving up liberty in exchange for somehow getting more security. But what we found is when we've allowed warrantless searches, we didn't catch any terrorists. Exactly. And, of course, the people who were saying that are the rest of the GOP field and the rest of the Democrats who are saying this. He's the only candidate who is running for president that is telling people the truth. And so who is really sponsoring ISIS? This article by Michael Krieger that came out today, he breaks that down in detail. Yes, it is our allies. It is Saudi Arabia. It is Turkey. It is other Arab allies. And he points out this. He says, with the way the French government is cracking down on civil liberties of its own citizens, you'd think the general public were the ones who were supporting and funding ISIS, as opposed to the French government's allies, who are the ones who are actually supporting ISIS. You understand? We have our own governments who are, and our allies, quote unquote, who are funding these wars, who are funding ISIS as their jihadi surrogates, and yet they crack down on us. That's precisely what's going on in Brussels, where they have the entire city locked down for this weekend. They're going to be extending it to tomorrow. They're going to be closing schools, universities, kindergartens. The metro will be shuttered all weekend. They will remain closed for the beginning of the week. We don't know how long that's going to be, because now they've got everybody truly afraid. Now they can just say, we saw a terrorist somewhere, whether they did or not, and they can lock down an entire city. That's precisely where the governments want to be. They want you to be so afraid that they can lock you down, that they can declare martial law at any point in time. And that's what we are witnessing now in Europe. An Australian politician said, don't adopt our gun control laws. We are a nation of victims. You cannot own a gun for self-defense, but the criminals, of course, still have guns. And that's what we see at the epicenter of the European jihadis. And, of course, that is Brussels, and in particular, one neighborhood in Brussels where Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman went to film. That's the Molenbeek neighborhood. That neighborhood has been the heart of a thriving black market where a high-powered weapon can be bought in record time. And this is a story from Quartz. They say that for anywhere from $535 US to $1,000 US, you can get a military weapon in half an hour. So you don't need to have background checks if you're a criminal. Background checks, criminals don't use the background check process. That's why the 2,000 people that Fox News wants you to be so afraid about that were on a secret watch list, that's why none of them were engaging in terrorist attacks. Because criminals and terrorists don't use gun laws. Gun prohibition doesn't affect them. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking to a pastor who's going to talk about the moral issues with this refugee crisis.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. And we have played earlier in this hour, we played Alex's announcement of a new contest that is going to be a comedy contest for Hillary Clinton. She doesn't seem to have a sense of humor when people talk about her. She's threatened the one of the biggest comedy clubs in the United States, the Laugh Factory in L.A., threatened to shut them down if they didn't take down a comedy video where people were making fun of Hillary Clinton. Of course, I did a video about it as well, pointing out that she knows precisely, because she's a scholar, and when it comes to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, she knows that rule number 5 is nothing is more devastating or a more potent weapon than ridicule. So she doesn't want any ridicule. So in that spirit, we have put out a contest to invite you to ridicule Hillary Clinton, and there is a $5,000 first prize in that contest. There's also some additional second, third place prizes on that as well. I would encourage you to also take a look at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a special there that we're offering our listeners right now, Knockout, at 15% off. It's something I often need help to fall asleep, working long hours, drinking lots of coffee, getting not much exercise, and Knockout is very effective for me. It's the same price as supplements that only contain melatonin, but it includes valerian root extract, melatonin, chamomile flower extract, hops flower extract, L-tryptophan. You know how well turkey makes you fall asleep when it comes to Thanksgiving, and other key ingredients. Also, this week we're going to be having daily surprise sales leading up to Thanksgiving. We're going to have some of our hottest items. We're going to be unveiling new items as well. We're going to have things like stocking stuffers, prepper items. We're going to have, of course, health supplements. You can see those at InfoWarsStore.com. That's our new design with many new features. Or you can go to the classic website, store.infowars.com. That's the classic InfoWars store experience. Either way, these sale items are going to be for limited time. They're going to be limited quantity. So if you want to know when these daily sales specials are going to be coming out, you can be the first one to find out about it if you sign up for our free newsletter. That'll be the earliest and quickest way that you can find out about that, because they're not only going to be limited time, but many of these things will be limited quantity as well. And when we sell out, that will be it. So there's going to be a lot of different types of items, anything from little knickknacks to pretty serious prepper items to things like health supplements that you'll find there. And again, that's going to be throughout this week. So look for those daily sales. And if you want to get a heads up to know about those early, sign up for the free newsletter. Again, Knockout right now is 15% off, and that's at InfoWarsLife.com. We've had a lot of stories talking about what's going on in Europe with the terrorist attack this last week that has gone to nearly a tie with the economy in terms of the concern of voters as to what their top issue is. And, of course, it has pushed things like the globalist climate treaty that is coming up. Let's push that off of the front pages if it wasn't even ever really there as far as the mainstream media goes. But it is focusing everybody's attention away from that, away from the secret trade treaties that would also usher in globalism. That's what we need to be concerned about, really, in the long-term view. That is the thing that people need to really understand, the damage that is going to be done to us in our economy by both of those treaties, and also the international mechanisms that this sets up for multinational government. But, of course, those issues have been pushed to the side. And, of course, we don't want to talk about how we really started those wars. Who's really supporting ISIS? Who is on ISIS's side? Of course, as Putin has attacked ISIS in Syria, it has made it even more obvious to people who are paying attention that we are supporting them. But Michael Krieger has a very good story today. He's talking about the real allies of ISIS. And he points out that France is bringing in new legislation extending the temporary state of emergency now to 3 months. We've got Brussels has been locked down this entire weekend, and they're still extending it for a manhunt. These new laws will grant authorities to new powers to carry out search and seizure of devices to also block websites. But the reality is, he points out, that it's Turkey and our Arab allies in the Gulf states that are the real players behind ISIS. And you're not going to hear anything about that in most places. They had the Turkish newspaper, today's Zaman, pointed out that more than 100,000 fake Turkish passports have been given to ISIS. And they have been turning a blind eye to the fact that Turkey is the major consumer of oil from the ISIS oil fields, giving them an immense financial aid. Not having an economic blockade of ISIS, we would never do that, would we? I mean, we have economic blockades of our enemies in a heartbeat. We create no-fly zones, but not for ISIS. For ISIS, they trade with them. They trade with the enemy. They give them a massive amount of money. And if you look at the map, you can see that ISIS is coming down from the border with Syria and Turkey, flowing down like tentacles into Syria, going through the Kurdish area, through the PPK, fighting them as well because Turkey doesn't like them. This is a surrogate fighting force for Turkey, for NATO, for the CIA. They go on to point out, former ISIS fighter told Newsweek that Turkey was allowing ISIS trucks to cross the border. He said ISIS militants would travel freely through Turkey in a convoy of trucks, and they would stop at safe houses along the way. ISIS commanders told us to fear nothing at all because there was full cooperation with the Turks. Meanwhile, NATO leaders feign outrage, and learned liberal pundits, and I would say not only just liberal pundits, but also conservative pundits, and not only pundits, but presidential candidates continue to scratch their heads in bewilderment as to ISIS's extraordinary resilience and their inexorable expansion. How could this be? How could this little force be so resilient? How could they be expanding everywhere? Well, it's because we're arming them. And because we don't want the Russians to attack them. It couldn't be more obvious. We've even had congressional testimony. It goes back to September 2014, where General Martin Dempsey was asked by Senator Lindsey Graham whether he knew of any major Arab ally that embraced ISIL. And General Dempsey says, I know major Arab allies who fund them. Of course. We all know. This is the open secret that the mainstream media won't talk about. But if we say that we don't want to bring in unvetted refugees into the United States, as Obama does, then we're told that we're helping ISIL. This is what Obama said today in an article that's up on Infowars.com. Obama says GOP attacks on refugees help ISIL. No, actually, it's Obama's drone attacks on these nations that helps ISIS. He says prejudice and discrimination help ISIL and undermine our national security. No, it's actually murder, assassination, invasion, and war that undermine our security. And Obama has done that as much or more than any Republican. It's not prejudice and discrimination that is behind this. Now, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by a pastor who had a video that went viral talking about this, talking about discernment, understanding what the real risks to us are. And as I pointed out earlier in the show, when we showed that comical farce that was the training to take over the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Israel that we saw the Iranian people doing, I said, you know, that is not a threat to us. It's not even a threat to Israel. We need to understand, though, that bringing these people in by the millions is truly a threat to us. It truly is a way to erase our culture. When we say that, we're called racists, we're called xenophobes or whatever. Let me point out that Islam is not a race. Syria is not a race. Okay? The Bible talks about nations, tongues, and tribes. This is about cultures. Whose culture is going to be dominant? And the Muslims make no bones about the fact that they want their culture to be dominant. We have an article on the Washington Post that just came out yesterday. In the first majority Muslim U.S. city, residents are tense about its future. And this is a city in Michigan, Hamtramck, Michigan, that's a suburb of Detroit. They say earlier this month, the blue-collar city that has been home to Polish Catholic immigrants and their descendants for more than a century became what demographers think is the first jurisdiction in the nation to elect a majority Muslim council. Now, they point out that this has had some real concrete changes. We're told that if you're concerned about Sharia law being established by Muslim majorities, you're a xenophobe, you're an Islamophobe. But for one example, you cannot get a liquor license within 500 feet of the four mosques that are in the town, this tiny town. So they have already enacted laws to prohibit the sale of alcohol within a certain distance from their mosques. They're also having calls to prayer that are very loud, some of them starting at 6 a.m. in the morning. And as one lady said, look, I've got no fight with these people, but they're doing this for a reason. They're pushing this into our faces. And that's precisely what they're doing. They say, I don't know why people keep putting religion into politics. Well, they're putting their religion into the zoning laws. They're telling people you cannot buy alcohol in this area, whatever else they want to do. That is the beginning of it. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk to a pastor to help us get some discernment as to what's really going on here in this clash of cultures. We'll be right back.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.